Blog Talk Radio.
John auto-tuning to what were you singing?
Yeah, I was mumble rapping like the new guys do.
Oh, right, the new, okay, like Little Yachty and Little 37mm, 38mm.
Right.
What's his name? Little Uzi? Little Bazooka?
Baby Gangster. Baby Gangster.
Right. All right, y'all. First of all, you should know why we played that song, or at least that instrumental. Today is the 20th anniversary of, well, it depends on what you believe, but we'll say the day that Tupac was alleged to be dead, but that's a whole other issue. So, yeah, I just want to show him some love. He's dead, but so I had to show some love for him today. So, guys, we're back. I don't know why it's taken us long to have a show, but we are back. For you first-time listeners, this is the Meat and Potato Show, the best sports podcast. I am your co-host, Andre Brown. That's the other co-host. That's John Ross Alexander, a.k.a.
Hey, you know what? I'm not sure if I have it in me anymore. But for the first-time listeners, should I give them a little bit of a sample? Dre, should I?
Please do.
Yeah, I have to stretch. Got to do my cardio. All right. JRA, a.k.a. Mr. Wednesday Night, a.k.a. Mr. 7 days a week, a.k.a. your girlfriend's favorite, girlfriend's favorite, girlfriend's favorite, girlfriend's side nigga, a.k.a. the greatest man that ever lived.
Right.
Yeah, hey, man. You gotta be a polygamist sometimes. It's the way it is.
Yeah. All right. So this is our 2016 NFL season preview. A great time for us to do the show. The season actually officially kicks off tomorrow night. The Denver Broncos, the defending Super Bowl champions, against basically a Super Bowl rematch: Panthers, Broncos, and Denver. So we're going to sit here and give you guys our predictions for each division, conference, Super Bowl prediction. If we have some time, I guess we can squeeze in some individual awards, MVP, defense player of the year, blah, blah, blah. So let's get right into it. We'll start off with the AFC. So serve the first four divisions. Who are you liking to come out of the AFC East, West, North, and South?
Let's see, out of the East, okay. That's a no-brainer, Patriots. I think that the Bills and Dolphins will make significant strides. But, I mean, my buddy gives them seven at four games suspension, they're literally going to go. They're going to win 12 straight. Like, I guarantee you. Like, it's going to be wild. Like, not to say they're going to necessarily make the Super Bowl, but you know, Tom Brady's gonna play like a bat out of hell. Like, I guarantee career highs from this dude. And defense is gonna come through as usual. Of course he has Edelman, he has Gronk, you know, nothing's changed there. So should be interesting. Should be interesting. How about you?
I thought you were gonna run through all of them.
You know what? My bad. Should I just run through all of them? All right. The West, AFC West, Chiefs. You know what? I lied. As you may know, I'm a Charger fan, but I'm also a realistic sports fan. So I'm going to say the dark horse out of the AFC could be the Raiders. I think the Raiders might take the AFC West, in all honesty. They're certainly positioned to do so. They have an amazing quarterback, a decent running back. They have Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree as their weapons. They have a defense anchored by Khalil Mack, who just continues to get better and better each year. I don't see why they wouldn't win, to be completely honest. I mean, living in the Bay Area and seeing the electricity, I mean, Raider fans always think they're going to win the Super Bowl with Matt McGloin as their quarterback. But, I mean, hey, it's the same type of buzz as it was when the Warriors won their championship. So, this should be interesting. AFC South. God, that's such a awful division. It's terrible.
I think it's better than people think.
I mean, the inches of Pickens, I guess the Colts, because Luck and Neckbeard. Yeah, because Luck and Neckbeard. That's about all I got. And North, while the Browns will make significant improvements, I think that's the Bengals' division to lose, personally.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we're going to start at the AFC East. Anyone that knows me knows about my football knowledge or just about me in football. I fucking hate the Patriots. I do. So I'm not going to choose them to win this division because I don't want them to win this division. So I'm going to choose the New York Jets. But legitimately, the Jets can win. The Jets have a top-10 defense. Matt Forte is coming over from the Bears, so he'll give them that solid running back, even though they had it last year. Ryan Fitzpatrick is back. Marshall and Decker are back. You know, I don't think Fitzpatrick is going to give you the 31 and 10 interceptions he did last year, but I think it'll be solid enough. And I think because, you know, the Patriots are without Brady for four games, I don't see them coming out, you know, 4-0. Not 0-4 either, but I see them stumbling just enough for the Jets to overtake.
Say
the Jets
2-2?
Made the playoffs last year. Yeah, I'd say 2-2.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand that. I will debate you on the fact that in that same sense when they lost the same system when they lost Brady for the season, they went 11-5 with Matt fucking Castle as their quarterback. So I mean,
they did, but the rest of that division was trash. I mean, there was no one at that time.
No, they're not.
The Bills have improved. The Dolphins have improved. The Jets were 10-6 last year.
I mean, yeah, they have improved, but I honestly think the Jets, I mean, and mind you, I hate the Patriots as much as you do, but I also tell you, I'm a realistic fan. So I feel like the Jets are going to go 9-7. I'm not saying they won't make the playoffs. They're just not going to take the division. But
honestly, to be honest with you, I don't either. I don't want to choose the Patriots to win anything. So I'm going to go with the Jets.
Yeah.
I'm a hater. I said it. All right. The NFC North, I've seen a lot of, you know, quote unquote experts pick Pittsburgh to go to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry,
really?
I don't believe in their defense. Offensively, they're spectacular, which is weird to say about Pittsburgh, but defensively, I don't see it. So like you, I have Cincinnati, and then of course they're going to lose in the playoffs like they always do. The South, I think this is a tougher division than people give it credit for, but I'm going to surprise you right here, and I'm dead serious when I say this. The AFC South champion, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jacksonville Jaguars. I knew it.
I'm dead serious when I say this, people. You heard it here first, meat and potatoes. When it happens, you're going to be like, damn, there was some nondescript podcast on iTunes that I heard where some guy said the Jaguars are going to – I said it. You're welcome. I'm serious. Blake Bortles. Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson,
mm-hmm.
they're phenomenal.
Yeah, they're awesome receivers. So, way too feng shui, and let's go, Tiago. The only two Jacksonville Jaguar fans I know, that one was for you. So, you heard it here first. Go ahead, continue.
Right. Well, it wasn't for them on my end, but sure, yeah. I mean,
they weren't. But, yeah.
And defensively, they're much better than people think as well. AFC West, I'm going to say it, and I thought this actually in the offseason. The Raiders will win the AFC West. I know there's a lot of Raiders fans out there, and you guys have paid your dues for a long time. So, you know, you guys are finally where Bucky said, Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, Crabtree, Latavius Murray, everyone that, Khalil Mack, Bruce Irvin, Sean. I mean, it's just, you know, and quietly, they have the second best offensive line in football. So the Raiders, absolutely. I think they go 11-5, and I think they take the division this year. All right, so NFC time. You want me to start off the NFC?
Yeah, you start it off.
Okay, so NFC East. Oh, I'm trying not to curse, but whatever, fuck. I really don't know who's going to win this division, but I can tell you it won't be the Eagles. The Redskins actually have a lot of talent. I don't know if I trust Kirk Cousins. I have to see him do it consistently enough. The Cowboys lost Romo like we thought they would. Prescott and Zeke are damn good, but they're rookies. So that's right. That leaves me with the New York Football Giants. I think they're going to win the NFCs. Eli Manning had a spectacular year last year. Odell Beckham just gets better. They return Victor Cruz. Their defense should be better with all the money they spent on it, so it should be at least a bit better, at least secondary-wise. Jason Pierre-Paul is getting used to playing with his disfigured-ass hand, so hopefully he'll be better.
He had a club last year, but
it looks weird. I don't want to talk about it. It just looks wrong.
Yeah,
okay.
It does.
NFC North. My pick was the Vikings, and then Teddy Bridgewater went down. I understand they still have Adrian Peterson and tough defense, but they also traded for Sam Bradford. Neat enough said, thus meaning I'm going with the Packers. NFC South, Panthers. I mean, there's no contest. The Bucs are going to be improved, but the Saints play no defense, and the Falcons, please. And now, the NFC West. Again, if you know me in football, you know I'm a Rams fan. He came back to L.A., so you know who I'm choosing to pick. You know I'm choosing to win the NFC West.
The Arizona Cardinals. Okay. Nice.
Yeah, actually, I am. Yeah, I think it'll be Arizona. So, but I do think the Rams will be in contention for a playoff spot. I don't think we'll make it, but I think we'll be in contention. And I think next year's our year. So. Okay, just wanted to
put that out. That's fair. Okay, so NFC East. I'm going to shock the world here. As much as I loathe Cowboy fans. You guys are the bane. You guys are just as worse as Raider fans. Like, y'all are some terrible people, bro. Like, I don't think y'all underestimate how terrible y'all are. But y'all some awful people. But not all y'all, just like 99% of y'all. But I don't know, man. I think Dak Prescott is really gonna upend Tony Romo from his spot permanently, and they're gonna shock the world, bro. They're gonna go 11-5 and win the division.
You think two rookies at key spots are gonna do that for them, really? And
yep,
they don't have a defense?
Absolutely. I think, like I said, they're gonna shock the world. We know the old adage, defense wins championships, right? But I don't know, these two rookies, they something special on the same team, no less. You know, so yeah, the defense is a little ass. The offensive line is looking beastly, low key. As long as they stay protected,
offensive line in football.
Yeah, I mean, we had that conversation in New York. So, like, I would sell half my soul to get that offensive line in San Diego. But I think they're going to shock the world. NFC West, let's see, you got Seattle, you got the Niners who will come in last place. One love to Colin Kaepernick. The L.A. Rams, welcome home, and the Arizona Cardinals. I have the Seattle Seahawks taking it. You know, I feel like the NFC West is status quo. You know, they don't keep pushing through. I think they're going to have two teams out the West come out the playoffs, though. So I do feel that the Cardinals will take one of the wild card spots. NFC North, like you, I have the Vikings taking it.
Going right back to the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is just too damn good. And he has a healthy Jordy Nelson. And although they got rid of their guard, I still think they have a decent line, and they have a so-so defense. So it'll be enough to get them 11-5. And the South Panthers, well, I'm thinking about it, that the Bucks might take that. They might come for that second wild card spot. They just might do it.
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely might. Yeah. They're
right.
Talented as hell on both sides of the ball.
Right. I mean, have you seen Jameis Winston's pre and post and halftime speeches?
Yeah,
like,
man. That really inspired me to do, like, nothing. I mean, it inspired me to do something that I had nothing to do. But, I mean, it made me just want to, like, be a better man. I don't know why. But, yeah.
How's that work? I never wanted to work harder in my life for the last 30 minutes I was at work before, like, ever. Like, I wanted to, bro, like, I never wanted to write up a report so damn strongly before. it was lit. I was so ready. I was so ready. But, yeah, so that's where I'm at with my predictions, though.
Okay. All right. Oh, we didn't even choose – does it matter? Do we have to pick, choose wild card teams? I don't really care.
Well,
you know, I'm going to do – we have – okay, I'll
pick
just do it. So, wild card team, yeah, you did. My wild card team's AFC. I still see the Patriots getting in, and I'll say, oh, I don't want to go against the champs, but I'm sorry, I don't know about Trevor Siemian. So, the other wild card team, I will say, will be the Steelers. Sorry, Broncos. And then NFC, wild card, Seattle, and I don't want to say Tampa. I'll say Minnesota. I think they can still muster up like 10-6. You know, provided AD can stay healthy. If he can't, then they're
fine. Right.
I ain't give my AFC.
To run back through my NFC wild card, it'll be the Bucks, and it'll be the what did I say? I think I said the Cardinals, right?
I don't
know. Cardinals and the Bucks.
Yeah, it's Cardinals and the Bucks.
And then for the AFC, I have the Jets, and I gotta stay hopeful, but I'm going with the Chargers. But of course, if the Chargers don't work out, I'm gonna go with the I'm going to go with the Bengals, for sure.
You had the Bengals win at NFC North already.
I'm sorry. You know, you're absolutely right. Damn, calm down, S.A. Hold on. Let me see. When I have the Chargers going, I am going to have, like you, I'll just go to Steelers. Let the Steelers go.
I think that's
Steelers
a safer pick than the Chargers.
You said what?
I think that's a safer pick than the Chargers.
I think so, too.
Yeah. All right. So we have about 12 minutes. I guess we can do some individual awards. This is always. I don't know. Okay, MVP. Who do you got?
Oh shit! Too early to tell because the season hasn't started. If I have to pick, it's gonna be I'm gonna take a strong wild guess. I'm gonna just say ODB. OBJ or however you... Odell Beckham.
Old Dirty Bastard won MVP. You know what? Something else I was watching, I think I was watching the Rich Eisen show, and Eric Davis said Odell Beckham would win MVP. I'd love to see that. I'd just love to see someone other than a quarterback or a running back win it. And because it is now a passing league, it'd be great to see someone like him win it, or even in Antonio Brown, who's been balling out of his mind the last 3 years, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. But I honestly have no idea who will win it, obviously. My pick? Sheesh. Crap, you took my wild card pick. I don't want to choose Odell, too. Okay, I'm going to go and say, you know what? I'm going to go with receiver too, but I'm going to AFC. Even though I don't have him winning their division, I'm going to say Antonio Brown. I say AB gets it. Why the hell not?
Okay.
He returns punches
right.
well.
Why the hell not?
He's dynamic. I mean, he's only 5'10", but so,
right.
yeah. He won't back on my one Brown. Why not? Okay, offensive player of the year.
You really want to know, because I have the same person who's going for offensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, sure. Now I'm really interested.
Dak Prescott, honestly. Like, I don't know. Like, is this something
you
about
he's
going to
win offensive player of the year?
Okay, offensive rookie of the year. Offensive player of the year. Aaron Rodgers, maybe? Just off of GP, really? Like I said, it's kind of like the whole – it's like the whole status quo thing, right? Like, he's going to put up the same amount of numbers, TDs, yardage, TD interception ratio. It's only right.
Okay. I have an idea to take for you for offensive player of the year. A lot of people may not have heard of him unless you're a Cardinals fan, but I really think that he can do it. David Johnson, their running back, obviously he runs the ball, he receives, and he also returns punts and kicks. He's phenomenal, and he does it all. And if it's not him, and I'm not saying this because I'm a homer, but seriously, look out for Tavon Austin, L.A. Rams. He's absolutely dynamic, and they're figuring out how to use him. Yeah, he is.
I was like, man, when they first got him, I was like, oh, that about to be a problem. And then, like, the first 2 years, it was just like, wait, what?
They didn't know what to do.
They had man's returning, right, they had man's returning safe punts. But I couldn't understand. But,
yeah. Defensive player of the year? I don't care if I'm a homer on this. I think he's a better defensive player than J.J. Watt. J.J. is spectacular. He really is. But the best defensive player in the NFL, in my opinion, and who will win it this year, Aaron Donald, best defensive player in the league, period. Oh, he's a defensive tackle. If you've never heard of him, number 99. He's actually on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He wins defensive player of the year this year. Deserving.
Okay. I believe Honey Badger is healthy. I believe that Honey Badger, even though I think he's missing the first game of the season, he might be, might not be. I think Honey Badger has a really good chance of winning it this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So definitely, I'm
going
to go with him.
I wish the Rams had drafted him. All
right.
So we know you have offensive rookie of the year as Dak Prescott. Who's your defensive rookie of the year?
Joey Bosa. No, I'm just kidding. Is Shaq Lawson? No. I heard he wasn't making too much noise up in Buffalo. Right? Ain't he out for the season?
That's because he's injured. He's not out for the season, but he's injured,
Yeah. Shit. Come back to me. You tell me yours.
All right. Offensive rookie of the year, that's going to Ezekiel Elliott. He's going to get the touches. He's going to be the focal point of the Cowboys offense. So I said he rushes for at least 1,300 yards. Defensive rookie of the year, I'm going to go with someone that no one's talking about because he slipped in the draft, Miles Jack. Yes, he's from UCLA.
Ooh.
But tremendous athlete, tremendous guy. By all accounts, I've been reading, his knee's okay. He's ready to go, and he's going to be all over the field for the Jaguars. So I have him winning defensive rookie of the year.
I'm going to go with Joey Bosa just to be a homer. Even though I hate his – well, I don't even hate him. I mean,
you hate him for it. He didn't do it. Your team did that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The team was being cheap. But we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm just going to go with Bosa just to be a homer. And I can't think of anybody else right now. So, yeah, Bosa. All
right. So we have 5 minutes left. Let's end this with the Super Bowl picks. We made our playoff team, so we all know who's going to be in contention in our playoff scenario. So who do you have?
You better be writing this down.
Super Bowl.
Or we can always just listen to the show later on iTunes.
to play back and see how we fare at the end of the season.
That would help.
You said what?
Who are your Super Bowl picks if you have winning everything?
Let's see. I have the shit. For the AFC, representing the AFC, I have the Patriots. For the NFC, I have the Cardinals, actually. And I have the Cardinals winning.
Okay.
I think that the offense is just too much of a well-oiled machine, and the defense is shut down. And I just think they might just overpower the Patriots.
Okay. Hopefully Carson Palmer's healthy, because if he's not, they aren't shit. Okay. So, honestly, the AFC is a weak conference. New England usually just runs roughshod over them. Denver, yeah, they have a tremendous defense, but who knows what they're going to get out of Trevor Siemian over a 60-game season. I don't trust Pittsburgh's defense. You know, New England's missing Brady for 4 games. So I'm dead serious when I say this about who's going to come out of the AFC, I think, and play in
the
Super Bowl.
Well, the guys that said exactly
this. Hell no. No. I might say that in 2018. No, I just picked them just to win their division. That's all. That's as good as they get down there. They should be happy with that. No. But I'm dead serious when I say this. They have a loaded roster. Your quarterback and their coach takes a lot of heat. I'm dead serious. Cincinnati Bengals. I have them winning the AFC. Look, okay. Andy Dalton.
I was
going to
pick
Pro Bowl quarterback.
I laughed because I was going to pick them too.
Oh, okay. No, but, I mean, legit, like, they really have no weaknesses on – well, they kind of do because they can't win in the playoffs. But, I mean, talent-wise, they're spectacular all over the field. A.J. Green's still one of the best 5 receivers. They have a great two-headed monster with the running back. Defensively, they're still good, even though Vontaze Burfict's problem child ass isn't there. I like Cincinnati. Why the hell not? But unfortunately, they're going to make it to the Super Bowl, but they're going to lose, and they're going to lose to the best team in the NFC. Cam goes back to the Super Bowl. He's probably going to not going to dab as much, but he's going to go back. He's going to go to Houston. Carolina over Cincinnati in Houston. And then all the haters can get off Cam's nuts and talk about how he's a sore loser and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So... that's who I have. And I have Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's a whole nother show. That truly is a whole nother show.
Yeah. We should make that a whole nother show next week.
We should. We could, yeah. It's kind of like corresponding with, you know, Colin Kaepernick's impact of what he said. By the way, if you don't have a Colin Kaepernick jersey, you need to go get it. Unless you feel all lives matter, then never mind.
I'm gonna go buy.
Yeah, shout out to you, Colin
actually.
Kaepernick. I'm definitely gonna go get your jersey. I support you, homie. I won't kneel when it comes to the anthem. I will sit. So I don't care who. By that.
Yeah, I will
anyway,
be sitting as well.
And,
yeah.
But anyway,
so
we're
reaching the
thank you guys
final
for
countdown
listening.
Here. Yeah,
we are. So thank you guys for listening. We do appreciate it. This is our NFL season preview. Thank you for listening. I don't have a big speech prepared. Don, any last words?
No. Join us here next week. We'll be discussing the impact of black athletes standing up for what they believe in and the impact that it has across the entire sports medium. So, thank you for listening to us as always. I'm JRA. That's AJB. I got nothing left to say. Do you?
Nah. Thank you guys for listening, and we will talk with you later.
Peace.